Hi, 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 and welcome to Bye, Bye, Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Claire.
did you forget who you were?
No, I just forgot I had a, you know, thing I needed to do there. As you can tell, everyone, I'm really on top of my game today.
Sorry, I think we're all a little wonky right now.
We're having weird sound
issues again. I've decided that 34 is exactly old age for me. Because I fucking, like, literally, my birthday was a divider. For everyone listening, my birthday as of recording day was a few days ago. But, like, all I did, it was pretty low-key birthday. I just went for a hike, had some good food, watched stuff, and then the entire next day, I felt like I was dying. My legs were so tired, and I was just in general so tired. And then I couldn't sleep, and then the next day I went for a walk, and, like, my fucking hip popped out of its socket or something.
Oh god, I hate that.
So I had to lean on Travis so I could, like, fucking walk for a while.
Oh man.
I think that old age for me hit after my first child was born. And I stopped being able to do more than one thing a day. Not that I ever really wanted to do more than one thing a day anyway, but once Senior Gosling was born, it was just like, nope, one thing a day is all I can manage. And even that is a bit much sometimes, so.
Oh, I've had a migraine for, like, days now, and it's like in the background, like, I can, it's gone, but I can feel it there, like, it's, like, lurking, waiting to strike.
In case people were wondering, we didn't break up after the last episode.
Oh, no. Claire and I decided to agree to disagree because we weren't even talking about the same thing.
Oh yeah, we literally were talking on completely different planes.
I tried to tell you. I tried. You were in fight mode.
You tried by saying you wanted to keep out of a religious argument.
Yeah.
And you didn't even acknowledge it was a religious.
I wasn't even having a religious argument. And then all of a sudden I realized, like, wait a second.
Hang on.
Claire's looking at all of this Catholically.
This is what happens when you don't have your weekly fight on the internet, Brandon. You need to make sure you have at least one nasty slinging match on Twitter every week. Otherwise, you get antsy and take it out on us.
Well, I mean, Claire's always good for a throwdown. We just don't usually do it on air.
We did establish a fair few episodes ago that Claire's the only one of us who's ever been in a fist fight. Which just totally floored me when I found that out.
Right?
I mean, I think that our friendship has developed and matured over the past 46 episodes or however many we've done, and now I can fully imagine her punching someone in the face. But back then, she was still that sweet, innocent little Claire.
Oh, I know. Like, she said that, and I was like, well, wait a second. It's got to be Catholic school, because Catholic school girls, like, have that funky wild side. like you don't see it coming, even though you should, because it's been all repressed for years. Like, my freshman roommate was the youngest in a Catholic family, and she went to an all-girls Catholic school, and she came to college, and, like, the first weekend we were there, I got a call that she was doing keg stands at the hockey house, and I had to come get her. And I was like, what?
Keg stands at the coffee house. Oh, that's fantastic. we had lots of questions this week.
We do. We do have lots of questions this week, now that I finally fixed my email.
Was it your email fault that we didn't get any questions last week?
I'm pretty sure it was an Apple problem.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. It's their fault. Everything happens.
And then when I tried to log, because I have four email addresses for different purposes, and as I tried to log into each one, it was trying to log me into a different one and telling me I couldn't connect them. And I don't know what changed, but all of a sudden everything worked. It was like, all right, I'm not going to question it. We're just going to go. But the moral of the story is now I get the podcast emails through my mail app now, so I don't have to log into three accounts.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we did get a lot of questions. This one comes from Tom on Twitter. In fact, a lot of these come from Tom on Twitter. What embarrassing...
Good job, dude.
Yeah, good job, dude. Like it's nice now that we have a process of, like, two regular contributors.
I'll Tom... have to get a theme song together for Tom.
Tom wants to know, what embarrassing things do you do when alone in an elevator?
Oh, God. Like, it's testament to how much fanfiction I've been writing lately that I just went immediately dirty. My brain just went straight to the gutter. Straight to the gutter. I was like, no, actually, Imogen, you don't do that in elevators. Why did that even come into your head? I'll let you guys answer first.
I'm terribly boring about it. I don't think I...
When I was younger at Eastern Michigan, I was taking an adult ballet class because I thought it would be fun, and I was terrible at it. But I would, in a lot of the elevators had mirrors on them, you know, with the little rails. So I would, like, when I was in the elevator by myself, I would, like, practice all my, like, stretches and stuff, like all the bar exercises while I was in the elevator.
Awesome. I would pay money to walk in on you doing that. That would be so funny. I don't get in elevators on my own very often anymore because the only places, like, at the shops and stuff, they're always too crowded. But we did used to have an elevator when I used to work at the private detective, and there was an elevator to get up the stairs, and I usually just used the stairs, but sometimes I was just too tired, and it was only like one flight. But it was a small little box of an elevator that was that went up a couple of rickety floors in this really old building, and I used to just stare in a corner. I used to face the wall. Because, you know, you remember that one? There was a great skit or something like that. It was like a practical joke thing where everyone, where a person walks into the elevator, instead of standing and looking at the doors, they look at the wall instead. and the first person gets into the elevator and stares at the wall. And then the next person who gets into the elevator sort of looks at the person staring at the wall, then looks at the door, then looks at the person staring, and then turns and faces the wall again. And it's like a social experiment to see why do people...
That sounds very it's British. Very sounds very British.
Yeah, it's like you're doing it so you fit in. But, you know, just the regular things that you do in elevators, like pick your nose. Cough, it's very strange to get into a small room like that that moves. I mean, people should think more about the concept of elevators.
All right, I'm going to archive that one.
People other than Griffin McElroy.
I don't even know what happens in the archive, but there we go. Okay.
Oh, you're still on your email. What do you do in elevators, Claire?
I don't do anything interesting.
She said she was boring.
I tend to read the, like, capacity sign a lot. Or there's always, like, this has been, like, certified by the, I don't remember what, fire department or something? Fire marshal.
Sometimes it's fun to push all the buttons and then just get out.
Yeah, see, I usually think about that, but I have to get out myself at some point. It's usually, I have to keep
You're supposed to do it so just as, you're supposed to do it just as you're leaving.
Yeah, that's what I did in Korea, because elevators in Korea are very fast, like, pop your eardrums fast. And I would get out and I would just, like, smash all the buttons and, like, let the doors close. And then it's going to stop on every floor anyway, because it's just how things were. But
yeah, the only elevator I ride recently is it's literally just goes up a floor. So I'd really get people if I pushed all the buttons there.
All right. Here's another one. Tom says, kumquat. List words that sound suggestive but aren't, and I've got to share this with you because this is a big coincidence. I saw the word in the preview for the email and I started laughing. My husband and I joke about kumquat being our safe word.
it is suggestive for you.
Like we joke about it. We use kumquat and cabbage interchangeably. Like, he'll be, like, doing something and it's annoying me, and I'm like, stop it. He's like, you didn't say kumquat. And then he'll keep doing it. And I'm like, So there you go, kumquat. That's on my word.
There's always the dick, the tiny little deer. I always laugh at that.
The what?
It's not rude. The dick.
Dick.
It's a small antelope.
Okay.
Look it up. It's the cutest thing in the world, but it's called a dick.
No, I know what it is. You said deer, and I didn't understand it because it sounded like you said dia. And I was like, the fuck is a...
I mean, she
hey,
did,
we're not doing that segment.
But...
We're not doing that segment yet. That's later. Dia? Dia?
Deer. Yeah. There you go. Deer.
For all you Americans out there. But yeah, that's the only one I can think of right now.
Huh.
Think of
there's always the, you know, classic, like, the titmouse and the blue-footed booby. And...
yeah, there's lots of animals that sound rude.
Yeah, there's lots of animals.
It's because animals are dirty. And the Amazonian penis fish.
Sperm whales.
That's okay, so a good one.
I can never think of words on demand, so I've actually just gone to a website to try and find some.
Stuff. Oh, in the Navy, everyone starts out as a seaman, so we had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah.
And I actually went to
Here we go.
Go ahead.
A wankapin?
What the fuck is that?
it's another animal. It's a flower. A wankapin. That's good. I like that one.
A wankapin that's like a frangipani.
Frangipani sounds a bit, you can make frangipani sound weird and a bit sexy, really sharp.
We call them plumerias.
I know. You can just be over there being wrong.
Yeah. I'm never wrong.
Okay, so this is good. Other good things, like British towns are always good for this. There was one called Peniston, which is it's been spelt Penis Town.
Nice.
Peniston is the name of a picturesque market town in Yorkshire, England.
Oh, I bet it's picturesque.
I'm sure it is. Extremely in extremely phallic ways.
There was at Eastern Michigan, you can actually Google this, the Ypsilanti Water Tower. There's a water tower in the middle of Ypsilanti, Michigan that looks like a giant penis. Like this can awesome. This cannot be an engineering coincidence. And then when it snows in the winter, it gets capped with white.
I still haven't put up a picture of your Ameridic, but you need to send it. You need to send it to me so I can do.
Yes,
that.
You can do that. Okay. Well, I think have we exhausted that one yet?
I mean, I'm trying to think of innocuous words that sound.
I mean, there's there's the favorites like moist.
Moist. Yes.
Yeah. And cake, moist cake. Always like combined with moist. I knew a guy years ago who couldn't stand the word moist or cake. And if you said moist cake, he freaked out. It was great.
That's awesome. It's always good to have words like that people hate. I actually really love the word moist, and people get weird with me when I say that.
I just don't really. It doesn't really faze me one way or another. So it's just not one of those things for me. And cake, I've never heard being a thing for anyone.
Yeah,
being something you don't like as a word.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
just, sorry,
I don't know. The guy who had the problem with it was weird. Okay, we'll just leave it there.
We've all known a lot of weird people in our time. Three of them online with me right now.
What?
Wait, there's three there's online three? With you? Who else is there?
My children are in the house. My children are in the house because it's school holidays, so they count, I suppose. I think my husband's in the house too, actually. It's like it's a full house at the moment. I shut the door, so I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah. Like, the big one will take care of the little one. That's how it works.
Lately.
They've got some gummy vitamins in reach. They're fine. If Yoda wasn't a Jedi, what regular job would he have?
Bartender.
Oh my god, that makes so much sense. Have either
yeah, right?
Have either of you seen Lost Girl?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
not that I remember.
It's like the whole shtick is that like all of the Fae know each other, you know, and they're secret from the people, but the king of all the Fae like runs a bar. And so
sounds
he's
like
this,
my thing.
Yeah, he's like this very tiny man and he has all the knowledge and stuff, and so I can see Yoda as a bartender. I can see it.
I can see him in retail. Type, actually. Like, can I speak to the manager? The manager I am.
I'm trying to think of a job where he could just like casually troll people. Like,
well, that's why I was kind of thinking like part of it for bartender, because you know, like the traditional joke of like they always give advice and shit like that.
Personal trainer.
I mean, given how the Jedi Order was set up, he could probably be some sort of like weird minister or something. He's a youth minister.
A youth minister? Maybe go to one of your weird Catholic camps and be a youth minister there. I'm still totally fascinated by those.
We're gonna start a Kickstarter to send you to one.
Send Imogen to it. Vacation Bible school.
Send Imogen to vacation Bible school.
I want to make bricks like Claire did. I want to make all the bricks and build a house.
No, you need money to make bricks. I don't have money. I was there in the first
place. Here's a good one. What? Oh, that's not the one I thought it was. Okay. Anyway, we'll go with it. What movie should be made into a stage musical, and what would the main song title be?
Stage musical movie.
I don't know.
All of them.
I think they do that too much. Like, there's so many movies that keep.
I know. I was gonna say. Like, I'm afraid I'm gonna name something. It's gonna be a thing.
It's already been one.
Like the fact that Spider-Man is.
Well, like they made
the one that
Go ahead.
It was a Groundhog Day one. There was a Groundhog Day one, and apparently Bill Murray went to the first two nights of it. He went to the first night, and then he went to the second night straight away afterwards. So.
It's called Groundhog's Day.
But he did it
is
to
there
troll
a Jurassic
people.
Park one? I feel like Jurassic Park would be fun.
Oh, yeah! With, like, now
that'd
by...
Be
like do it like the Lion King, where you have, like...
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, giant puppetry costumes on and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there could be a whole big, like, song. I don't know what he'd be singing about. Chaos Theory. While Dr. Ian Malcolm is sitting there with his shirt torn asunder.
I always wonder if you could, like, have a chorus of Velociraptors.
Doing,
it could be the chorus.
Doing the line dancing.
Yes.
Like the little chorus line.
But instead of actually having good proper costumes, they're all in just those novelty T-Rex costumes. Yes.
All the dinosaurs are just that, and they like add.
Like, oh my god, that would be hell under stage lights, though.
The amount of things people do in those costumes, like I have seen people doing full-on gymnastics bar routines.
I know,
in those
it's
things.
Insane.
I'm just like,
they'll like flip around.
It's so hilarious.
I can't even do that out of costume.
I am so impressed with people who do it. It's just so good. I'm just trying to think of a film that would be so terribly awful as a musical, because most of them would actually, like, most of the regular just, you know, schlocky movies work really well, but I'm trying to think of something like really, really serious, like Citizen Kane or something like that you could put on stage as a musical. Good.
Oh, let's see.
Show-stopping a musical number of the court scene in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
He sings that he's innocent. No.
It reminds me of the Gamblers Anonymous meeting from Guys and Dolls. Where they're all singing Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat.
Rocking the boat.
I would love to see a Pokemon musical.
I'm sure it's been done in Japan.
I'm sure it's been done in Japan. I should get a hold of Nintendo and see if I can write one for theater for young adults. Young audiences.
Just have Ryan Reynolds sing the Pokemon song like he did in Detective Pikachu.
That's just the entire thing.
That's the whole thing.
I'm doing that for like 2 hours.
Do it.
I go twice.
Like, just cast people as the Pokemon and play it straight. Like, just play it straight. Like there's not even anything weird. They don't wear anything weird. Maybe they just have a t-shirt that says Pikachu. And they all talk except for the actual human, just speaks in human. Just like, human, 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 human.
I bags being Mr. Mime. Of course.
Yes. Of course. Of course. He would be the opening act and the closing. And probably the villain. Oh, Closet in Canada says, pantry time. I have peanut butter, chicken, and carrots. What's for dinner?
Satay.
Yeah, this one's easy.
Yeah.
I feel like she's trying to challenge us. But
that's just, but yeah, but
yeah, I have a great peanut chicken recipe that uses exactly that.
I mean, I'm sure you would need like extra things to make it really good, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like a very cheap Penang curry that you make with just peanut butter, water, chicken, and carrots. I use coconut milk instead, but she didn't list that with the ingredients.
I mean, it's not going to be, you know, right home beautiful, but it'll feed you. It'll fill the hole in your belly.
It will. Rather cheaply, too. It goes a long way.
It does. I'm glad that she's not having, like, it's not the Brussels sprout situation.
I'd send her to Chuck Wendig for Brussels sprouts. Like, just do not pass go.
I haven't been on Twitter much this week. I should get back on it. I've just been obsessing and writing fan fiction and ignoring people on. I've got like 5 direct messages on Discord and forgetting to record the podcast. Sorry, Mom.
Yes, for everyone listening, we're recording.
We're recording 2 days on Saturday.
Later.
Well, we were going to record on your birthday, which would have been hilarious, but you had plans.
I told you ahead of time we were not recording on my birthday.
You did. And then I said, okay, well, we'll reschedule it, and then I forgot because it's school holidays and nothing works. Time is an illusion, and I don't know what's going on anymore. If I'm not forced to leave the house at 9 o'clock every morning to get the kids out of it, then I don't know where I exist in the space-time continuum. So, my fault. My bad. Sorry.
All right, we ready for a fight? Are we ready? Is it time?
Are we going to have a fight?
Probably not. I mean, in this crowd, I don't know. Claire is the wild card here. Question, baby ducks or baby goats? There can only be one.
Baby ducks.
Goats.
Oh my god, she would! I knew it! Part of me feels like you did that just to be contrary because you know that Imogen and I love goats.
See, the problem is that I don't like adult goats. Baby goats are adorable, but I really don't like
adult goats. Yes, but we're not
whereas
talking
I like
about
ducks
adult
no
goats.
Matter the age. I know, but baby goats are going to turn into adult goats, whereas my baby duck's just going to turn into a duck. But no, I legitimately do really, really love baby ducks. It might have been literally on my birthday. I was talking to Travis about how I really wanted a baby duck, but could not have a baby duck.
Oh, but you couldn't really have it in the house with 3 huskies because it
yes, they would
you
know, they would
become
eat it.
Very quickly an eaten duck.
Ooh, entertainment and dinner.
Yep. But ducks, you can have ducks as pets. That'd be cool. They're nice. Apparently, they're actually very sweet, fluffy. But yeah, baby goat because I actually do. I love adult goats. I think they're the best.
Yeah, I love goats. Smarter than
heard
sheep.
About that much smarter. Did you hear about that? Story where a herd of goats was wandering through a town recently, just eating everything, and like no one knew where they came from or what was going on. And it turned out they were a herd of—I can't remember which town this was, and I can't remember.
No, I remember that it was like a year ago or something.
Yeah, and that they were actually turned out that they were hire a goats because apparently farmers and gardeners sometimes hire goats to clear out vegetation because they are so fucking efficient at it. They just go through and they strip everything bare and there's nothing left. And it's way, way easier than trying to pull everything out by hand. So they just, you just hire a goat and it does it. And I'm just like, and this bunch of hiring goats got out and absolutely wrecked a town. Everything in it.
I'm so proud of them. I saw a couple months ago, Squeeful from Tumblr. I don't know if she listens or not, but she put up an article, like, I think somewhere in LA they were doing that. Like, they were doing a targeted goat thing where they just turn goats loose to eat away the vegetation.
I love the idea that goats can be targeted. set up a goat strike. A tactical goat strike.
Aerial goat strike. Orbital goat strike.
A tactical goat strike.
Orbital goat strike.
Goats are so useful, though.
I love them. I wish I could have one. I know that we've got a tiny house, so that would just eat everything.
I would hate it, I'm sure, but the idea of doing baby goat yoga just amuses me so much. Like,
oh, they're so cute.
I would like to watch it. I don't think I would want to do it. Like, it just seems like it would be very uncomfortable with their little hooves.
I know. I
jumping all over you.
I feel like I want to try it once just to say I did. But at the same time, I'm like, that's insane. No. No, I don't.
I mean, I used to like doing yoga, but it would be like having a little massage going at the same time. I think it'd be quite good. It gets you to loosen up your spine a bit more so you can do your downward dog better. I reckon I do.
Oh, going back to the dirty words, downward dog. That one always sounds dirty to me.
That's more of a dirty phrase, though, rather than a dirty word, isn't it? Downward dog.
Downward in general sounds a little dirty.
Yeah.
Put downward in front of anything, it'll be a bit dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, downward bear. To get back on brand. Oh, God. Oh, God. Speaking of furries, hang on.
Okay, you gotta check on your cell phone.
Yeah, you gotta go run a mark on yourself.
I'll do that first. Hang on. Hang on.
Well, like, we didn't do anything.
No, we didn't even, like, insinuate in the slight. She's brought up downward bears, too.
Yeah, this is me. That was a self-burn. Actually, I put it on the self-burn telly. So, no, six self-burns and 11 non-self-burns.
Damn! We are at less than double. We've got to up the game.
Yeah, you guys have not been, you've not been stepping up to the plate lately. But speaking of apparently
we
furries,
don't have to.
Yeah.
No, look, I feel lonely. I want to reconnect with my community.
Okay.
But there was a post going through on Tumblr that Claire was familiar with that I linked to you guys in the chat, where someone had done human versions of all of the Madagascar characters. You know?
Yeah.
And I have never been more disturbed.
Yeah, that was, I came across that ages ago in two contexts. One was, I'm angry at how attracted I am by these characters. And then the other was, people in the Adventure Zone tag were saying that, I don't know who any of the characters are, but the lemur, they were like, it's Taco. And I was like, yeah, that's legit.
Well, the lemur King Julian. Yeah. I see, my kids absolutely adore that show. And so I've, like, all the films, and there's like three TV series. Like, there's a King Julian TV series, and there's the Penguins of Madagascar, which is just focused on the penguins. And there's the three movies now. Yeah. Three movies.
Something
so
like that.
I've seen all of the movies several times, and the entirety of all of the TV series has been inserted into my brain via osmosis, all children's television. And I was just so disturbed at how hot they made the penguin.
The first one, right? I was so disturbed by, like, he has this gorgeous nose, and I was just like, oh my God.
and an enormous package. Like, an enormous package.
I didn't even know.
I did not notice the package.
I'm scrolling back up.
Yeah, me too.
This is supposed to be our objectifying episode. Let's all objectify the penguin's package.
Look at his pants.
And that's meant to be the dumb penguin too, the one that's really, really that doesn't speak and just throws things up.
I thought that was just like a wrinkle.
It's just a wrinkle in it's just a wrinkle in the shading of the pants, Imogen.
No, it's not. You guys haven't been looking at enough crotches, obviously.
I have drawn quite a few crotches though.
You don't tend to overly you don't tend to David Bowie up the package though. I'm
just saying, I don't think they did either.
Oh my god, speaking of crotches, I will jump on that dirty joke like a bone.
Yeah!
Boner! we did ask all of our twos of fans out there, if Captain America's butt is not America's ass, then whose is? And we actually got some answers. So I thought maybe this could be our objectification episode.
I'm okay. Yeah, I think that does leads in very nicely. Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar, America's Madagascar ass. Yeah. Yeah. Jill, our friend Jill, says that she would like to nominate her own ass.
Isn't Jill Canadian?
Yes. Yes. I said we would accept it, but we'll probably hold on to that for Canada's ass.
You hear that? Well, we'll hold on to your ass.
Hold on to your ass, Canada.
We're going to hold on to your ass. I mean, we're going to hold on to that ass. What? No. Moving on.
Hold your ass in Canada.
And
both
then,
hands in the dark with a torch.
Both hands. Both hands. Let's see. Zom from Twitter says, if we're voting, I pick Janelle Monáe. I've never learned how to say her
Janelle
last
Monáe?
Name. How do you say
it's
that?
Monáe.
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 Janelle
okay.
Monáe.
Okay.
Janelle
Monáe. I my brain
Man,
flips
I would
the A
down
in the end.
For that because she was part of my like my glorious. I can always tell when a woman is queer.
Yeah. This is moving towards equality and the booty that is the future America needs.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I can get on board with that.
I mean, if you're going with, you know, iconic American ass, though, you have to say Beyonce, surely.
Surely.
That was the first one that came to my mind.
I mean, I'm going for the level of Steve Rogers-ness that you would get on the feminine side. So, you know, like Steve Rogers being Captain America, blah, blah. But Beyonce is...
The queen bee, Udi.
The queen bee, yeah, definitely.
From what I've understood. I mean, I have very little understanding of Beyonce because I'm Australian and white, so I have to just, every now and then.
I feel like Beyonce transcends.
I remember when, you remember when that latest album came out, not the latest one, the one before, and everyone went, oh, it's so political. And then there was a bit on Jon Stewart, I think, where... The black correspondent just went, I don't know if you guys didn't know this, but Beyonce is black. Everyone's like,
what?
It did seem like for a long time there, no one remembered that she was actually black. She had to kind of punch them in the face with it. I'm like, good on you, do that.
Yeah,
lady,
exactly.
Anyway, yes.
There was
so Beyonce.
Beyonce. There was actually, this is only sort of related, Baby Bi and her best friend Bi, I'll call her, were having like a disturbingly serious conversation about Machomp's ass.
Who's Machomp?
Machomp
the Pokemon.
The Pokemon. the fully evolved one because...
Yes.
He's got a speedo
forearms.
Because yeah, it's got a speedo on.
Does.
You know, and yeah, and there was like a big to do about how they were super happy because it's the same for male or female Machamp. And
I need to have a look at Machamp and see if you can actually see his package.
This is exactly
well,
what
I
will
tell you that one of the very top ones that came up for me, and I have safe search on, is naked Machamp.
Oh, that's terrible. No way.
I mean, I don't know. Machamp's ass looks pretty small compared to the rest of Machamp's big.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, I don't think Machamp's
which it would classify as America's ass. It'd have to be
no, not even close, but I just, it felt like a segue to tell that story.
speaking of Pokemon, though, it's been hilarious because we've been having a Twitter fight with Tom, our friend Tom, whether or not Diglett is a dick or not. So this is if all you people who don't interact with us on Twitter, you're missing out because it was an extraordinarily highbrow and interesting conversation. And
yeah.
I think that Brandon learned a few things, didn't you, Brandon?
I did. Now I don't remember what I learned, but I did learn something.
You learned what a merkin was.
Yeah, that's it. Oh my god! Oh my god! I just caught that connection because one of the questions Tom sent us. Where did it go? There it is. Invent a wig for something that doesn't normally have a wig.
Hey, you get a good armpit wig there.
Wig.
I've got armpit wigs. What are you talking about?
On Broad City, like one of the running things that was going was that Alana's character was trying to market a set of cell phone wigs.
Cell phone wigs.
Yeah, wigs for your phone. It was. I don't know.
I mean, that's just okay. I mean, it'd be good if you get some like I've seen like shag pile phone cases, like, which are pretty cool, which stop your phone from dying when they drop. But I don't know. Yeah, computer wigs maybe. Like, you know how you know what?
I think that's inviting some things that we don't want to like invite into already terrible internet culture.
You know, plug in your dongles and.
But so back to the conversation with Tom. I needed an extra friend. I had to make a friend to earn some research the other night. Yeah, phone a friend. I had some research to make a new friend the other night, so I put my friend code on Twitter. And I was like, I need a friend for research. And so Tom popped in. I was like, yes, I will name my Dragonite after you.
Yes, that's right.
And I named it Not a Dong.
Yeah, my friend codes up on Twitter too. If anyone wants to be my Pokemon friend, I think a couple of people.
I've got more friends now than I can like reasonably manage.
I can't carry enough gifts, so it just gets annoying after a while.
Yeah, I cycle them. Like as soon as I get them, I'll wait until I get like two or three and then send them out right away. But I have way too many friends. I can't open all of my gifts in one day.
This is why, as with all of my social media and everything, I only have like, I think I have 14 friends now.
Yeah, I'm somewhere up in the 60s, but I mean, I know 10 of them.
I've got some really cool ones. Like when I first research that asked you to make friends, I just went onto the Pokemon Go tag on Twitter and just added the first 10 people I saw. I got a really good mix. I got like a couple of Japanese people, a couple of Irish people, and a couple of Puerto Ricans. And I was like, yeah, cool. I'm getting gifts from all over the world, and that's why I've got. Because this is Pokemon Go talk. There was a time there where you were getting the region exclusive Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
From gifts, so I ended up getting pretty much all of the region exclusives. So there you go.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I hatched something from Australia the other day. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what it was. But I was excited. Oh, I got a Munchlax. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the Snorlax's.
Yep, the baby Snorlax.
Form.
Yeah, the Prevo.
Cute.
Prevo.
So it's always a mistake to open up my Pokemon Go when I'm sitting at my desk because there's a Pokestop that is like literally a couple of centimeters off from where I sit at my desk.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
every now and then my avatar will like the GPS will go wrong and my avatar will walk close enough for me to spin it.
Yeah, that's why I hate being close to them, because then I'll just leave it open and be like, come on,
yeah. Just do it. What you need to do is turn off your mobile data and on again so that it refinds itself. All of these little tricks to cheat in Pokemon Go, guys. You can also just
if you just turn close the game and open it up again, sometimes you'll walk around and shit.
I am now imagining Imogen like leaning out her window, like trying to stretch that last couple of meters. Come on, we're almost there.
I can't do that because all of our windows have fly screens on them to keep the venomous beasts out.
Oh my god, a country that has common sense. Like,
yeah, no.
I don't know what they're
any windows that are accessible by insects. That'd be a massive mistake.
I don't know what they're doing in the UK, but you know, like they're having this heat wave in Europe right now, and some of my friends over there are like, "Oh my god, it's so hot. I wish I could open the windows." I'm like, "So open your windows." They're like, "No, then all the moths will come in." I'm like, "Get a screen."
Yeah, I don't get it. It's like I get that they don't have air conditioning. That's fine. But if you don't have air conditioning, then you should be utilizing windows. And yeah. Why would you have windows you can't utilize?
They make temporary ones that you can Velcro to things now. Like,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, I always get confused about. Well, England's weird. The level of, it's funny though, because talking as an Australian, you know, where all of the insect life wants to kill us. England's level of insect life is terrifying.
Really?
We have so many fucking bugs in summer. Like, in winter it's fine, nothing worry about it. But you don't want to go outside in winter because it's too fucking cold. But in summer it is just like, oh, it's invasion level.
All this fertile
land and moisture in the air.
Fertile. There's another word.
That's
for
another
you.
Word. It kind of is rude in its own way. Isn't
fertile,
it?
Plow, most things that have to do with farming.
Yeah.
I mean, animal husbandry. What the fuck is that, guys?
I don't know. Seems right up Imogen's.
Oh, hey! I have another tally on.
It was a challenge. I was like, I need to add to the tally.
Good job.
I just kicked my heater over too, so there you go. It's okay, the heater's not on. There we go. So that's two in one day. That's pretty good. We've got to get up there.
Good. Is there a prize if we get to 20?
I've got to work out. Sausage. I know what the prize could be if we get to 20. Claire, if I get to 20, I'm going to commission you to draw me as a first owner.
Now we've got to start really thinking of all the first.
I know. I feel like
I'm gonna know if you're trying too hard. So
I feel like Kat is too.
Would your first owner be a wombat or?
I feel like Kat is too obvious.
Yeah. No, that would be a cat. That would be who her persona would sleep with.
Oh boy.
Oh god. Okay. Yes. Now I want you guys to get 20 because I need to see this art. We can put it on Redbubble.
Well, we gotta at least. I gotta finish your current one first.
I know.
Oh, I finally have the fucking sketch done. Jesus, I was getting so mad at fucking Photoshop.
Sorry, I should never commission you to draw dudes. This is my problem. I should
draw women. No, a stupid computer. Like, ugh. It's being a pain.
I'm telling you, technology is out to get us.
Yeah.
It really, like, this is
almost as...
This is how Maximum Overdrive started.
I mean, I did anticipate you having a little bit of difficulty because of the special circumstances of the one I'm giving to you now, but I don't think it was quite as complex as the golf one that I did with you.
No, it's not. It's actually, it's not that complex. It's just... Ugh, art. I don't know what my brain has been going through, but it's finally over it, and then Photoshop decided to fuck with me.
stupid.
Yeah, like, because I would get inspiration, and I would want to draw something, but, like, the actual process of drawing, I was just like, oh, I want to die. And so I had to get past that before I could get anything done.
It's funny, because I've been trying to finish up this D&D one-shot for you guys, which we're going to do for a Patreon extra. And
oh shit, I need to make my character. Fuck. I've been a little I've been a little distracted with things like publishing a book.
Yes. No, that, for the one shot you don't have to make a character, you just have to be the one that I
get.
Yeah, we're just the paladin.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, my migraine's coming back. Fights. And there's I forgot, like, it's been so long since I've done D&D, I forgot you actually have to do maths for it. That's right, I've got to add numbers together, this is so bad. So I had, like, the fight.
Just round.
The monster things. I had the monster things open and, like, I was mocking up the fights. I'm just going, oh, shit.
Whose phone was that? Was that mine? The entire podcast stops while we look.
Not mine.
No, it was mine, I think.
It wasn't mine.
It was a vibration, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mine.
Okay. Yeah, mine's completely silenced, so.
My mum.
My hoard of phones.
I like the fact that you have two phones. Are they both, like, you can't run them concurrently, can you?
One's not, since I don't have it set up, so it's literally my new phone right now is just my, I play games on it, and I look at in the internet while my other phone is out of battery, so I just keep switching.
You should make another Pokemon Go account and just friend yourself.
I was so mad because I thought of that the second after I logged into my proper account on that, and I was like, son of a bitch, I should have used this moment to start a new account.
Can we battle each other?
We could if you opened your gifts on a regular rotation and we were ultra friends.
Me and you could, Imogen, but not. Because you have to be ultra friends or above if you want to battle anyone who's
Are we not ultra
away.
Friends yet?
I haven't looked. I'm having a look now.
Probably not. She should have been my best friend ages ago, but like people have been lapping her.
I'm ultra friends with Rosie.
I think I'm ultra friends with Rosie too. Why might not be?
I thought I was ultra friends with Claire, but this migraine has like been killing me. But
we are.
That's what I thought.
I will do this. I will make sure that we become ultra friends and we can do a live Pokemon battle
in 6 more days.
Next time we record.
Yes.
In 6 more days. If you had opened 6 more presents, then we will be best friends. But yes.
Because I have a stash of Pokemon in my Pokedex or in my box that I only pull out for fights because it feels so trolly to use them. Like, I like to hold on to random shit that I get from an egg that I've never seen anywhere else, and my husband and I will be fighting and I'll just like throw them all in there. There's the one that's the cow that like apparently has the milk ability or something like that.
I love that one, a milk tank.
That's what it is. And I pulled that out the first time and my husband was like, really?
Yeah, we literally will choose what we think is funniest. Yeah. So, like, I had to fight a team of all different Pikachus wearing different hats.
And... I have to make an all Diglett team. Obviously. An all Diglett team against an all Cloyster team. That's what we need to do.
Yes!
That's all suggestive.
That's amazing.
I don't even know what types they are. They probably just cancel each other out.
Water and ground. Sense,
that's what
water and
yeah,
ground.
It's water and ground.
Yeah, I think Cloyster has an ice move too. Maybe no.
Cool. Yeah, I think
maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
I think it depends. Pokemon have like they're all weird now. Like they used to be more restricted to their type. Now they just kind of are all over the place.
Oh my god! Did you see the new one that's coming out in Sun and Moon? Sword and Shield. And I am so sorry to all of our listeners that this has devolved. There is a whipped cream Pokemon. I can't remember what it's called.
Whipped cream Pokemon.
No, it's.
I thought it was supposed to be not whipped cream, but marzipan or something.
No, it's whipped cream, and one of its abilities is squirting cream.
Okay,
I'm gonna find it.
a team of them against Diglett would be fun. God, I have to. Yeah. Whoa, hang on, that's weird.
What's weird?
Oh, sorry. I'm playing Pokemon Go. Stop it now.
Meringue. I thought it was supposed to be meringue.
That was a big silence. I'm going to have to cut that one out.
Of course she won't.
No, you all have to understand that we do usually speak nonstop for an hour, but today, obviously, I'm getting distracted.
I'm still recovering from my birthday.
Yeah. I'm still fighting this
migraine. Yeah, but it looks like meringue. I thought it was supposed to be meringue.
I'll have to go back and look for it on Twitter. It's in my mentions somewhere. But like I was like, okay, that's on purpose.
I was we were talking about who should be America's ass apart from
Steve Rogers. Captain America. Steve Rogers.
Yeah. And then we got sidetracked into Furry Town, which was fun. But
I mean it's objectification one way or the other, so we're good. We're on topic. We veered into objectifying Pokemon for a minute there, and that was weird, but that's pretty on brand. It's pretty on brand for Miri, so.
Does that count? No, that doesn't count. It's Pokemon are not furry. So
some of them are.
Some of them are. Like Incineroar, definitely.
Do they still?
Slowpoke, definitely.
Do they still have to have fur for it to be a thing for you, Imogen? Like, is fur, well, is fur a deal breaker?
Yes! Weren't we talking about the fact that if it's scales, then you're a scaly and not a furry?
It's scaly!
And if it's like metal, like one of those, like a Megatron or whatever, that's fun, then you're a shiny! Shiny!
A Meltan!
I mean, we all know that Claire is robosexual, so.
Well, yeah, but not, you know, not Transformers.
No. I am intrigued. No, speaking of objectification, now I've got nothing against. I've got a couple of good friends on Tumblr who are absolutely into Transformers, but I am absolutely, like, there's a lot of Transformers porn.
There is. Right? There's so much. I had no idea.
What you would expect.
But I was, yeah, that was something I stumbled upon when making the mistake of, I'll go through, if people reblog my art, I'll go check out their blog and page through, and I don't know why they, like, it was nothing to do with Transformers, but it'd be like, there's mine, and then a bunch of fucking Transformers porn, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Don't think they even have, like, the equipment for it, like, they're cars, I suppose they've got pistons.
Yeah, they transformed them. I'm sure it ain't.
There's another word for you. Piston. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Never underestimate the ability of a fandom to turn something into something fuckable. Like, I mean, have we all forgotten about The Rock on Tumblr? The actual.
Oh, God, The Rock.
The actual Rock, not the pro wrestler.
And will this poison you if you fuck it?
Will this poison your pussy? Will this dissolve in your ass? Yeah. We're not sure.
Will you die?
Geologists ringing in. There was new information every time.
Yeah. Everything is someone something.
I mean,
everything is someone something.
I didn't. I thought there were limitations on porn, and then I read that Reaper Earth fanfic. So
I don't think I ever read the Legion fanfic that everyone talks about. There's apparently a Legion.
Oh, I didn't. I've read that one, but it was eclipsed immediately because I found the Reaper Earth fanfiction right after it. So that's what stuck in my head.
I mean, the Reapers. I mean, you know, to be fair, the Reapers did thoroughly fuck Earth. It makes sense for them to be Reaper Earth.
I mean, they also had those big spikes they would put up, pale people on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's. I feel like Imogen and I are having a moment here. A very uncomfortable one. We're like, yeah, that's the opposite of porn.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're into. Yeah. Not all of us can be furries.
No. And we wouldn't want to be because that would be, you know, everyone, we have to celebrate our differences. So
need to celebrate our differences. It's what makes us special.
It does.
We have time for one more question. because we shot the breeze for a little bit before we started.
Shot the breeze trying to work out what the fuck was wrong with the audio. So yeah, no.
What is your favorite bad movie series and why? I know Imogen's.
Yes.
But I'm not going to say it.
I was trying to remember what it was, and then you said that you knew it, and I was like, oh, that's right, it's Blade. I can't believe I forgot that. I love Blade. It's the best.
Oh, there's like two things.
Yeah, I thought of that right away. I just didn't know if you considered that a bad movie.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, because it's kind of bad, but also good. It's critically acclaimed.
It's good in concept.
The third one,
fair enough.
It's good in concept.
The third one is shit, but I love the third one, so that's
It's good in concept. But Wow,
I think that what about you, Brennan?
My favorite bad movies aren't really in series.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm trying to think of series because like a lot of mine are like just really shitty one-off.
Yeah, like well, apparently because the one I would pick would be Iron Skies, Nazis on the Moon. which is exactly what it sounds like. They're making a sequel. I know this because someone asked what is the worst movie you've ever seen on Twitter, and I said Iron Skies, Nazis on the Moon, and the guys who made the movie tweeted back.
Oh my god.
Like he was so offended that I was making fun of him because I was like, someone got up in a boardroom full of people and said, this is what I want to make for a movie, and nobody laughed. And he was like, yeah, I did it, and I got it even filmed in Germany. And I was like, okay, dude.
Wow.
Calm down, bud.
Yeah. Calm down. When you make
what's your single one then, Claire?
Oh, there's so many. Like, I mean, pretty much any sort of movie that's on sci-fi is guaranteed to be real dumb and really amusing. There was this one that, God, it was insanely violent. It was this martial arts movie. I don't remember the exact name, but it was like called like Riccio or something. And people would literally punch each other into like big bloody chunks. Like think of Fallout when you shoot someone in bathroom. Just like cup out. And then like, okay, anyone, I'm not even going to say it. It's very violent. And it was just so like over the top ridiculous that was a favorite for a while.
Oh, there's some really bad kung fu movies. Like,
oh yeah,
oh, there's so many good ones.
So many good bad kung fu movies. I'm also really fond of like anytime there's a big blockbuster, and then like some company will take advantage of it, and then we'll make like the same sort of movie, but it's like if there's like, say, a fairy tale movie or whatever, like if Disney comes out with something, then someone will inevitably almost the exact same time come out with a movie that's about the same thing. Really bad. Like I remember there was a big blockbuster Beowulf movie, which I believe was also terrible and I didn't see it.
Beowulf!
But then
it was pretty bad.
Yeah,
but like in
and then there was another one that came out pretty much the exact same time because someone was like, yes, we will also make this movie, so someone will accidentally rent this movie. So that was my favorite thing to do for a while, was look for the like weird like small production company, like
the low budget
movies.
Version of the big budget hit. Yeah, that's
basically
always they're always a good laugh.
Oh, basically.
I mean, that's why there's just so many good bad movies out there. That's the entire reason like MST3K exists.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh, Puma Man, so good.
They do actually manage to find some, like, what was it? It's, I think it was Red Station Cuba, Red Zone Cuba, that Mystery Science Theater did, and it was, I actually couldn't even watch the listing of it. It was so
bad. Oh yeah, some are legitimately so bad that they're not even funny bad, they're just bad.
Oh, G.I. Joe movies. Oh my god, I love them so much.
Yeah. They're great. I watched them on the plane once and I was just like, this is so bad.
They're so good. And my favorite thing in the world is how they punked everybody into going to see the second one by making it a Channing Tatum movie. And then killing him 10 minutes in. Like, he was top fucking billed for that movie.
That's so hilarious.
He died 10 minutes in.
It was amazing. And, like, oh my god, those movies are so great. Especially the second one, because it's got K-pop actors in it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's gorgeous and I love it.
Oh my god, no, I also really like going on Netflix and looking up their rom-coms and stuff, because sometimes they're just so bad. It's like, it's delicious.
The Christmas rom-coms are like especially wonderful.
Although there was this one that was like, it was like a fucking like Christian Mingle one, and I got about 30 seconds in and I was just like, no, I can't. It was just so
bad. That sounds
bad.
Like the most cringeworthy thing imaginable. Actually.
Where's my christianfarmers.com rom-com? Where is it? Like,
it's out there. There is a channel full of them. There's a channel full of those like Hallmark movies. You'll find, go to the Hallmark channel, you will find this movie. I'm sure you'll find.
Damn, we don't get cable.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're on YouTube somewhere. There's a bunch. There's so many on Netflix. Like, that's my favorite thing to do. Super bored. And just
What is your favorite bad, wonderfully bad movie, listeners? We need to know. Like, I think it's time to. I think it's time. before we start analyzing.
We haven't even mentioned Taco Bell. We can.
It's okay, it's not here yet.
Oh my god. There's some great adverts I've come up on their Twitter.
That was the worst fucking thing. We didn't record that day because fucking Imogen disappeared. And I'd finally gotten, like, every single recording day, I really want Taco Bell, so I made sure to go right before. And I got some Taco Bell. And then we didn't record.
Oh, you gotta look at the advert where they bought a cantina on a beach. And turn it into like this beautiful Taco Bell that serves beer. Like, the only thing missing from Taco Bell is shitty draft beer.
You need to go on our Patreon so that we can all go there. Pilgrimage.
Okay. So, your favorite bad movie or your favorite Taco Bell commercial? Send that to bibibicast@gmail.com, and God willing, it will show up in my inbox.
You can also go to bibibicast.tumblr.com, which, aside from being able to ask questions there, we've also got links to the Twitter, the Facebook, the Patreon, the... everything.
And God willing, Tumblr will be working.
That too. Yeah, we've got a lot of things. All the links are there. Links to our personal Tumblrs and Twitters and all that junk.
And like us on Facebook, because sometimes we'll toss random shit up there too.
Yep.
I'll get the Ameridic picture up on Patreon, and I've got a fair few other things I want to put up there too. So we'll get there. And yeah, as I've been hinting, we will be doing a D&D special with Baby Bai. And
also, if we get to those 20 furry jokes, that's definitely going on the Patreon.
Patreon
and the Redbubble. I hope I want a T-shirt of my first one.
Oh my god, I will get
like,
one.
I don't have to put any money onto like putting things on Redbubble, so I will totally do it.
Excellent.
Get off my back. It can go in, or it can go on the bye cap. Redbubble.
Awesome. Okay. Okay guys, we will see. Thanks for joining and listening in, and we'll see you all next week. Bye bye. I'm just gonna say something quite loud. Hello.
Ooh.
Okay, I didn't get any echoes then.
Okay.
Brandon, can you say something quite loud?
Hello.
No echoes there. Claire.
Okay. Penis.